Today's scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Mark. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen in the east until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of God. For the people of God.
Friends, will you please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and redeemer. Amen. I was the last one to arrive at that manger all those years ago. I came with a group you often call the three wise men, but Magi is probably a bit closer. We are from the east, it's true. We are a people who watch the stars, chart their courses, delve into the secrets of the universe. We foretell the rise and the fall of empires and kings. We read signs in the universe. And when we arrived at that house in Bethlehem, it was because the universe directed us and a star guided us to a new and very powerful king who was different from the beginning. You see, my people have been watching and waiting a long time. So long that we almost missed the signs. It wasn't a sudden thing. Stars don't work like that. The universe is always unfolding. If you listen, if you look, if you feel hard enough, you will see the signs of what was, what is, and what will be. Time is not a straight line, never has, never will be, rather it's cyclical. And over time, generations even, a story began to unfold of a great Emmanuel, who would be born in the West in Judea. One who would rule the world in an entirely new way and whose kingdom would have no end. My friends and I, we studied the charts and peered into the night sky. And when we saw that star rise, we knew we had to go. Our hearts ached to follow where it led, and the heavens were on the move. The time was right. The stars were calling us. This will be the birth of a new age, and we must witness it. Perhaps we were the ones who preferred to wait and watch, but this star pulled us into movement. So we started packing our bags. We gathered gifts appropriate for a God embodied of a ruler of all, a king of kings, gold for its beauty and its purity, frankincense to be lit at the altar to carry his prayers to heaven, and myrrh, a rich perfume that we thought he could use for trade, but it foretold much more than we imagined. You see, myrrh was often used to prepare bodies for burial. It has a strong, distinct scent, not really fit for a baby bursting with new life, but somehow it fits this baby. He was different from the beginning. All of these rare and valuable gifts were loaded into our saddlebags, along with the provisions for a long journey. A journey not eastward or westward, but starward. A journey that was different from the beginning because we didn't know our destination, only the direction we were going. And so when we arrived in Judea, we went to see the one they call Herod because it just made sense. He was the current king. Perhaps it was his child who had been born. If not, surely he would know where to find him. Either way, you don't show up in someone else's country unannounced. That's espionage. That's an act of aggression. And we weren't spies. We were emissaries. But as soon as we climbed the hill to Herod's palace, his surveillance state, we knew this was not the one for whom we were searching. Herod. We've seen too many Herods. These men are all the same, cruel and demanding loyalty from a people they blatantly despise. Such fearful, pathetic, fragile creatures who turn into dangerous, paranoid, brutal despots as soon as they feel threatened. You see, for Herod and for all who plot evil in dark corners, the bright star we are following is not good news. This star illuminates a world much larger than Herod imagined, a world in which he is not in control. Needless to say, Herod was not the one, and so we left. We waited for darkness to fall, to look starward again. That bright birth star lit up the entire sky and began to guide us down these dusty streets, past these houses and inns, that first sturdy and tidy, but growing ever more marked with signs of colonization and occupation. Our anticipation and anxiety grew with every step, every turn. We peered into darkened doorways. How would we know this place? I mean, stars are actually quite large. Their guidance is more abstract. Maybe this wasn't the right time or the right place. Maybe our friends were right to wait, gather more information. We began to worry. But then the star stopped at an ordinary house with an ordinary people. We went in and saw a sweet child, an adoring mother, a beaming father, and our knees buckled. It was more than the profound relief that comes at a journey's end, more than the heady excitement of finding a treasure long sought, more than even the wonder of a baby's tiny velvety hand. Of course, God would come to us as a vulnerable baby instead of a soldier, demanding we use our hands to care, not to kill. This child is a sign to all, not of another military conqueror, but of a shepherd, of a new way. Because becoming human in this form, he will bear the scars of migration, of colonization, of violence, and yet he will give us the tools to resist and to live into God's inbreaking kingdom. And so I look down into this baby who will change everything. And then the baby smiles at me, and the stars burst, and the angels sing, and the cattle low, and we wept with joy. Because the world was about to turn, and the world would never be the same. But perhaps it was different from the beginning, the very beginning, with the Word and God, and the starlight's drone across the heavens, and the coming down to earth, God with us, the Word made flesh, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger, and bathed in starlight. Our journey's end, and its beginning.